Episode 60! Squirrels and Robots!
Oi! I got a gift!
Yes, I know.
Zarlord sent me a gift!
Yes.
It's Baby Metal related!
I know.
It's a collector's edition of the album Metal Galaxy, but it comes with a shirt! A freaking shirt!
It's too big for you. Oh, bullocks to that, mate. It's a blanket now!
I got me my own Baby Metal blanket! It's all mine.
Are you happy now? Actually, yes. I mean, it's kind of nice, you know, getting a gift from someone who's like,
"Oi, I'll get you, mate. You're obsessed, and that's okay."
Yeah. Don't encourage odd obsessions.
They also sent some other things, and then, we got sent in mucho gifts weeks this time for some reason. We got a huge box of candies from Zombie Snow White. We got artworks from Pop-Tart Kitty, and we got coffees from Wild Hunt Odin, and then we even got pies from the moon! From a punch in the neck.
Their name is Neck Punch, and they're moon pies, okay? And I think they're all gone. Some lady ate them all.
No more moon pies! Ah!
Yeah, they went quick. I thought you weren't gonna be, like, naming people directly. Yeah, but... I think I'm alright with screen names at this point, because I think people's Twitch's names are different, but I don't know. If I mention somebody's name and you don't want to be mentioned, I'm sorry, okay? But you deserve some kind of recognition. Yeah, you. People. For everyone else, don't bother them.
I think our community is, like, really good about that. They're not gonna be like, "Oh, you give me your candy!" You know, that kind of thing.
No, probably not. But there's always that one. Anyway,
I want moon pies! Why are there no moon pies?
They're gone, dude. Go play with some other goodies, like, hey, we also got some more face masks, so technically you could use those as little parachutes and jump off a cliff.
Oh, that sounds really appealing.
Pizzy?
Hi.
Shouldn't you be working?
But I want to jump off a cliff and soar to greatness.
After you finish your animation.
Oh, you're no fun.
Thank you, everyone, for all the goodies and things. And even though they were addressed to the pumpkin, being squirrels, we pretty much pilfer what we want and leave them with the rest of it, like seaweed snacks.
There are seaweed snacks? Wait, there are seaweed snacks? Oh, it's like the ocean on a stick.
Back to work.
Besides, I mean, you know, like, I know taking the stuff really isn't, like, nice, right? But, what is the pumpkin guy gonna do with a Baby Metal shirt anyway? You know, it's not like he's a real fan or anything, you know? He listens to them every once in a while. It's not like he's got, like, a little collection in a shrine.
Anyway, thanks again to everyone helping out on Twitch, YouTube, Patreon, and all that other stuff. It's appreciated. Even though I hate people.
Well, alright, why don't you use this as an example? As to, like, oi, not everyone is terrible!
Yeah, I know, but the problem is I just hear about the terrible people. So that's why I'm perpetually aggravated at everybody.
Alright, I mean, come on, you have some of the candy sent to us by Zombie Snow White. You know, and, there's cheesecake Kit Kats. They exist! And they are so sweet, I, like, felt my teeth hurt. It was great.
Yeah, alright, I appreciate some people. Some. Very few.
Oh, speaking of appreciation, I appreciate that Taxi Chaos got an update that added more rock-oriented music tracks to the soundtrack. I mean, alright, it's not Bad Religion, you know, or Offspring, but, hey, it's a start.
An effort was made, so, yeah. But, speaking of which, yo, Aliens Fire Team.
Game over, man! Game over!
Back to work.
I watched the trailer for the game, Aliens Fire Team, and not for nothing, it doesn't look terrible. So, hopefully, there'll be a really good Aliens co-op game on the horizon for everyone. Yeah, I'll totally play that. I would too, but my money is going towards Evil Dead.
Oi, how come your money can go to, like, the Evil Dead, but my money, right? I can't go towards, like, Keijo Hip Whip Girl Blu-rays or Kanagawa Jet Girl Blu-rays or animes. None of mine. You get Evil Dead, what will I get?
Alright, here's the thing. Bruce Campbell is more important right now, okay?
More important than anime?
Yeah. You wanna know why?
Do tell.
Because there's tons of anime, okay?
What? There's only one Bruce Campbell.
What if there was an anime starring Bruce Campbell?
Oh, dude, hey, just make a series out of that one movie he was in. My Name is Bruce.
Why not? I don't remember that. It was all sorts of camp and wasn't it?
No, Netflix, get on that. My Name is Bruce, the anime. Don't be jerks.
Speaking of jerks, all right, the game Anthem is not being worked on anymore. All right, it's like dead in the water.
Oh, gee, big surprise. EA and BioWare decided to not be bothered revamping a game that didn't quickly make them a huge profit.
Yeah, I think one of the excuses was like, oh, we're working in a pandemic, mate, and making games is hard.
Yeah, I get creating games is difficult, but yo, everything can be done on the internet, bro. Upload the CAD files, upload the code, test builds. Work that way. Yo, Dropbox. Give me a break.
Even we did more things during the pandemic.
Yo, for us, it was more of a cram-demic, okay? Because all we've been doing is cramming every bit of time we have with some kind of creative project.
But, you know, we're really gonna have to get some exercise, though, when this all settles. You know, I mean, it's like, I can barely make it to the post office without feeling winded.
Oh, speaking of viral outbreaks, yo, rents in New York actually dropped to a less ridiculous, I still can't afford it level.
Still more expensive than it needs to be.
Oh, and speaking of plagues, yo, Disney, why is the next Blade movie supposedly gonna be PG-13?
Really?
Allegedly, internet rumblings claim that the new reboot of Blade will be PG-13.
I mean, all the other ones are rated R, weren't they?
As far as I know.
So, I mean, what's the problem then? I mean, it already has a history of being edgy and violent, you know? It's like, what's the problem?
Oh, speaking of history, apparently 6 Dr. Seuss books are going out of print because of unsavory depictions of certain people. Of course, I don't know what these depictions look like because I'm not 2 and haven't read Dr. Seuss since.
Really? Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, he's the latest target of the whole cancel culture thing, and, you know, hey, I get it. If the images are really bad, then I'd say update them, or, yeah, maybe just put them in an archive for later generations to visit when they're mature enough to understand the context and time in which they were created.
And, I don't know, it's getting kind of scary, isn't it? Like, cancel this person because they did something like 70 years ago.
You know, and the irony is, these same people that want to cancel Dr. Seuss are, like, all subscribed to Disney+. You want to go on a cancel crusade? Do some research on Walt Disney, okay? Or even the alleged business practices of the company.
I've heard things, allegedly.
It's like everyone wants to cancel everything when it's convenient for them. Disney is fine just tossing a pre-roll warning on their content, yet some books can no longer be printed? So why one and not the other?
Well, I mean, maybe it's like you said, probably subscribe to Disney Plus and it's all like, but Mandalorian and WandaVision, I'm not gonna go watch those films, you know? I'm just there for Mandalorian and WandaVision and, you know, Falcon.
Yeah, but that subscription is still supporting that entity, so from my perspective, it's really kind of hypocritical. Now, me personally, I'm smart enough to appreciate a piece of art, film, music, or whatever in its entirety, because I can take into consideration the social perspectives of the time in which that piece was created. If anything, I can appreciate how far along we've come since that work was created. I mean, forget the 40s. Yo, we have progressed a lot since the 90s.
Well, I mean, 90s were kind of cool, you know? It's like the cultural landscape was just all sorts of people being angsty together and, you know, raging against the machine and all that, but, you know, and I think people were fairly accepting then.
Yeah, but, all right, you know, we grew up in a city where it was like a cultural melting pot, you know? So maybe there were issues in rural areas or other cities, but New York was pretty chill in the 90s as far as, like, race stuff went, you know? The 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s, not so much. But the 90s kind of worked.
Maybe living in a city for 2 years should be mandatory for all humans so they experience all people of everything.
Yeah, that would be ideal, but that's not really feasible.
Question.
What?
How come humans can't get along?
Dude, I have no idea. I mean, I get being angry at each other for doing stupid things, you know, or illegal things, or just being, you know, mean. But, I mean, yo, if someone screws with you, you know, that's just one person, not an entire race of people. Don't blame a group for the actions of one.
Logical advice that somehow eludes the common human mind.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a lack of education or something, because, you know, I think the lack of education seems to be one of the main reasons people get so bent out of shape when it comes to certain content, you know? They're not informed enough to take history into account because nobody teaches it, you know? I mean, personally, I think a good mindset to have would be if one didn't exist or wasn't mature enough to understand the state of society at the time of that work's creation, one probably shouldn't take that work so seriously or be offended by it. Obviously, one should learn from the past and make things better as we all progress, being careful not to make the same mistakes. But I think one can be mindful of the past without being constantly offended by it. At least, that's how I feel. I think that approach would help a lot of people get along and help people just let go a lot of that stress and anger they have every flippin' day. Stop carrying that around. It's not worth it.
That should be written in a book somewhere.
Oh, dude, I would totally write a book, but the people that need to read those words generally don't read more than 140 characters at a time. Again, uninformed.
So sad.
Yeah, I don't know. When it comes to Dr. Seuss, for everyone out there, like, do you think that guy was actually being mean-spirited in those depictions, or was it just amplified characteristics for a cartoon that, over time, has been deemed insensitive? Because, like, alright, take South Park, for example. Do you think the creators of South Park are mean people just because they wrote a character like Eric Cartman? Or do people realize that it's just a cartoon meant to be crass, written by a bunch of people?
I guess that would be dependent on the person.
But shouldn't people ask the creator what their intent is before trying to cancel them? Dr. Seuss is dead, mate. It's not like we can kind of necromance him and ask, you know. Dr. Seuss has gone kaploof with no rhyme for these times and old image of crime. But context without signs of history gone by make the world poorer, for cancelers are sorer than an uneducated borer whose history's erased with PC in its place and lessons debased. And now the same mistakes. Alas, no debate, for we all just canceled the human race. Yeah, what he said. Ugh. Texas, Mississippi, yo, don't be Florida. Everyone else, be safe, learn from the past without erasing it, and let's just all move forward. I'm still waiting for that. I've been doing this for 20 years. Move forward. God. If humans moved forward, like, what would they complain about? Oh, I don't know, endless remakes and reboots that feature actors who aren't the same identity in real life as the fictional character they're attempting to portray?
Oi, speaking of identity, right, did you hear that upcoming Hogwarts Legacy game that's set in that whole Harry Potter universe? They're gonna let you create any character you want. Transgender included!
Wait, wasn't the author of Harry Potter, allegedly, really obnoxious towards that community? Allegedly. Allegedly saying some downright hateful things? Allegedly.
I believe so. You know, if internet rumors allegedly say Rowling tweeted some choice negative words about that community. Allegedly.
Okay, assuming that's true, two things. One,
ha! Suck it, Rowling!
Two, how come no one has canceled Rowling and just buried the whole Harry Potter thing in some vault, never to be seen again like Dr. Seuss?
$1 billion industry and people love it.
So, yeah. That's the consistency I was talking about. Yo, if you're not gonna cancel Disney's sordid history, or Rowling for alleged remarks, alleged, that are allegedly hateful, to a particular group of people, allegedly, so why Dr. Seuss? What the hell?
I always felt Hogwarts needed more tea girls, frankly.
Alright, let's wrap this up.
Oi, think of the fanfic to come out of this now. It is gonna be wild.
Josie!
Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message at the beep.
Seriously, come on! What's a tea girl?
T stands for terrific, okay? Back to work.
Oh, yes, ladies are terrific. Every girl's a tea girl in my book.
Get back to work, please. Just get back to work.
All right.
Down.